Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Live from the Blossoms pub. Lame.
Hi everyone, we're back.
Did it go anywhere? Well, I suppose we did actually.
Yeah, I mean,
suppose everyone went somewhere, didn't they?
We've had a bit of time off.
Last one we did was just before the first lockdown, wasn't it?
It was.
You came to our house, didn't you?
Yeah,
we did.
Charlie and Josh's abode, and had a little natter, which was March now, wasn't it? Which was
8 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Just want to make it clear, we're doing the podcast together today, but we are social distancing.
Yeah. We're not in a pub.
Yeah, we're not in a pub, unfortunately.
Like all the other times.
I did suggest breaking in with my trusty crowbar, but Tom said, Josh, don't do that again.
You're the sort of person I'd think would have a crowbar.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because when I was in, let's say, about year nine, I think it was, I have a good friend called Johnny Pimblett, and he used to live around the corner from, well, he still does live around the corner from where I lived in Woodsmoor, where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I needed an axe sharpening. So, and his dad has like a, he's got all the tools and he's got,
you're
like,
Les Paul or you're a Strat?
For cheap, very cheap.
Very cheap.
But I ended up having a couple of axes. I found an old axe head on a farm, and I sort of restored it. And hit Johnny Pimblett's dad. But the funny thing is, so I dropped it around, and the next morning at like, you know, 8:30 in the morning, Johnny came round with an axe in his school bag, freshly sharpened, because he only lived around the corner. So the school run would go, you know, someone would knock on for him, he'd knock on for
you.
Me, and then we'd walk to school with an axe.
Fucking hell.
No, I didn't take the axe to school, I'll just clarify, but yeah.
That is, how old were you when you fucking owned numerous axes?
12, 13.
Actually, I vaguely remember seeing a video of you on YouTube cutting like down a small tree with an axe on Merlees.
Yeah, let's not go there. It's probably illegal.
Lumberjacking at an early age.
Yeah, instead of making friends.
Oh, God. So how's everyone's lockdown been? Has anyone got any like little funny lockdown stories or little quirks they got into?
Did a lot of DIY.
Fucking hell.
Cooking.
Cooking, got banging into my cooking.
Mm. Yeah.
Big up Frank Prisinzano, I think that's how you say it.
Hi, man.
The owner of that restaurant we go to in New York called Supper. Mm. He's got numerous others.
Great.
Check him out on Instagram. He's got some good methods.
Yeah, you like
so
him,
I got
you?
Made a boss lasagna, which we took fucking hours, but...
I bought a £2,000 gaming PC and instantly regretted it. So that was fun.
What makes it... Why does it cost so much money and why, what makes it good?
Graphics cards, do you know what I mean? You can run games at...
I don't know
to
what
To be
you
fair,
mean.
I know you've been thinking about that for ages.
Oh, I've wanted one for... I've got a little gaming laptop, and I bought... You are who you are, and I thought I was going to be inside for months, so instead of saving up like I should have, I just blew it all on a PC. But there we go, I was happy.
Fair play.
Charlie, you've got into cycling recent.
I'm a hobbyist now. My garage is full of shit. Well, my rented garage is full of shit.
Charlie's a mammal now,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. We've had some good times, haven't we, over lockdown? Few breakdowns,
multiple breakdowns on my behalf.
Oh yeah, for those who don't know, Josh and Charlie live together.
We had some nice times making pasta, didn't we?
We made pasta, yeah.
Love making fresh pasta.
I disinfected money.
Oh yeah, you talked about that on the last time, didn't you? Remember?
Yeah,
keep the queen clean.
Have you done any more of that?
No, well, I very rarely have cash. The only reason I'd need cash where we live is for the Chinese takeaway, because the cash only.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, tax evasion.
Yeah. Yeah. Might get some tips off them, actually. pretty horrific time.
there's a bit where you got a bit angry and threw some food, didn't you, T?
Oh, yeah. This is a good story.
For sake.
Hand
you put your hand? Basically, right.
I love this.
Obviously, you know, being in lockdown, you're spending a lot of time with your other half,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is lovely. We're away a lot. First few months, weeks was boss, and it was like felt like a holiday. Full English every morning. Ooh. You know, on the bevs every night.
Yeah.
Then obviously it was like, right, there's a lot of work needs doing on the house. So we ended up going straight into basically finishing off the renovation. So that was like, you know, us, mainly me following Katie's lead.
Was like, it literally like, as in like one night you were pissed, you woke up, she was like, we need to do the house now. And you were like, fuck.
She kind of warned me, but I just never ever want to do it. So, you know, no matter how much warning, I'm still going to moan and be half-assed.
Yeah.
So we're doing, you know, we did wall paneling, we put coving up, we painted loads of rooms, you know, a lot of manual labour shit, which I'm not very good at. One night, after all this, we were... What were we doing? Which when you could have, like, friends in the garden up to, like, whatever it was, six people. So some friends, Emma and Ryan, who lived nearby, they were coming to have tea in the garden. So she was like, what did she want us to do? Make some tacos. Right. I was like, right.
Tacos.
Looked in the fridge. There wasn't enough peppers. So and
that's a big ingredient in tacos.
I thought so, yeah. And then, but I also didn't really look at what else was in there. I just saw that and thought, oh, I can't do tacos.
Written off.
So then I thought, oh, I'll do a shepherd's pie. Katie was like, please don't do a shepherd's pie. I just don't fancy a shepherd's pie. Yo, I just don't want it. Maybe we'd add it a lot or something. She was like, don't do it. Please don't do it. And I was like, we don't have any peppers.
I remember it's because it was a really hot day.
That as well.
That's what it was.
Anyway, so she's obviously gone out. And then in a panic, I was like, there's no pepper. I'm just going to make a fucking shepherd's pie. So I probably should have known then. Obviously, made the shepherd's pie, but it was still loose. You know, it was veggie. We didn't have any meat. And so I did it with like corn.
Nice.
Then did like, there wasn't enough stuff in it, basically. It was like, there's no potatoes. So the top was like mashed carrots. The top. It was a bit shit.
Hybrid.
For those of you listening, by the way, what's the difference between a cottage and a shepherd's pie?
The meat.
Beef and lamb.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was a veggie cottage shepherd's pie.
I didn't know that.
Shepherd's pie is...
It was just a shit pie.
Cottage
pie.
She
hadn't tasted it at this point, but I knew it was probably... Once I'd made it, I was like, it's a bit shit, this.
Right.
It's a bit of a concoction. But I was like, there was no peppers, and it makes tacos.
And also, going like nipping out to the shops becomes a bit of a task, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it was shut, though, by this point. It was like 7 o'clock, and the shop had shut at like 5. You know, it was like full on... It all shut early.
Did you say it's medical? Yeah. It's actually
going,
quite medical.
Going to the groceries is medical.
I think this was before masks, though, wasn't it?
No, this was like after. It was still masks were about.
Oh, were they?
It was like halfway through when you could have people in your garden. Anyway, Katie comes back. Friends are coming around in a couple of minutes. She's like, what's that on the side? I can see the pie on the side. So,
I bet your blood pressure went like that.
And obviously, yeah, she in her head, she's like, I've told him. I didn't want, I wanted tacos. I was like, well, there's no peppers. So she went, why the fuck have you made that? And I thought, I've just spent an hour making this. Fuck off, do you know what I mean? And then it went, and then obviously it was a concoction of all the fucking decorating and going, you know, it's a high pressure scenario. So it was kind of like high intense, like building up. And the pie sent it over the edge for both of us. And obviously she was like, what the fuck? I told you not to make that. You fucking, you know, just was going on, and I just, you know, the volume of her went down in my ears. I saw the pie and just put my hand in it.
That is classic.
And I was just slamming my hand in the pie like that.
Psychotic.
She grabbed the hand and was like, stop it.
Emma
and Ryan are coming round. So I took my hand. I'd already like submerged the fucking shit carrot topping into it.
How did you like rectify that? Did you say, oh, we've already had some, you can have some?
So obviously
the pie was a right off of
it. I was like, we're just going to get a fucking takeaway. She was like, well, we can't, what are we going to get and all that? They were literally round the corner. So now it was on the side again, and then it started again. You know,
secondary argument.
Second, why the fuck have you done that? That's embarrassing and all that.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, something like
when someone gets you in an argument and you know you've done something stupid, but then they bring it back like that, and your first act is like defense. Do you know what I mean? Like instead of going, yeah, it was fucking stupid. Like now, if someone said, you'd be like, yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
At that time, you're like, no, it's not. Yeah. Like, I'm just angry. It's like you don't want to just like admit to submerging your hands.
So I had the bin. I had the bin on the worktop. So I got the bin out, put it on the worktop, and just with a big, you know, serving spoon, was just slopping it and smashing it into the bin. But like, not, you know, I wasn't trying to get it in the bin.
I was going everywhere.
The dog was fucking licking it all. I was just
why didn't you just put it
in
the fridge for like the next day?
Mate, so I'd already submerged my hand
carrot,
into it.
Yeah, so it was more like a stew.
Fucked anyway.
Do you know what? It's strangely all right putting your hand in food. I used to do it when I was a pot washer. There's something about, if you ever get mashed potato in your hand and squeeze it, it's like, oh, nice and warm.
Like
and like,
that's
fucking
some sort of fetish. That.
Not a fetish, well, it probably is, but it's more so like therapy, I think.
Do you know what's nice? Moisturising a chicken with butter. That's nice.
The term moisturising.
Live or dead?
I was trying to think of something in my head, but moisturising came first.
Live or dead?
Dead, obviously.
Right. Soya sauce.
Soya.
Soya or soy?
Soy sauce.
I don't know
why I said that. Anyway,
go on. Soya milk.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was like...
Soya sauce.
Anyway, soy sauce.
Yeah.
Has got two openings. Have you never noticed? You know, like when you go
I
into,
have, yeah. A big one and a small one.
Okay, yeah, right, okay.
And it's not
soy sauce.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salt sauce. Basically what it is, isn't it?
It's really good for you, isn't it?
It's for it's just for sharing. Do you know what I mean? So you can like hold it like and knock it one way and another way.
I've never had soy sauce, so I don't really.
Have you ever seen it in a restaurant?
No.
It's got two openings either.
No,
side.
I've not paid attention to it. So someone else is gonna have to take the lead.
It's either but I've got a scientific kind of element to this whereby pouring systems sometimes need a form of valve in order to, you know, like circulate the spout properly.
So it doesn't glug.
Yeah. So it, but if then well, again, it, when you look at soy sauce, it's even.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not like a scientific part.
So you're saying soy sauce pours from both sides.
Google.
Yeah, you know, wait, no, but how does it sit then? Does it sit?
So no, it's like a tube.
A double. Think of a double headed axe.
Got like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like an, like the same. It's like a spout. So imagine it's like one spout. Like an, you know, when you OG.
I'm gonna have to Google it.
No, don't, because the thingy might come up.
I'll just Google images of soy sauce.
No, ooh, I'll do it.
Just think about a spout.
It'll be fine.
Think about a spout on the left side and a spout on the right side. So you tip it each way.
Joe, are the spouts...
And it's got, and it sits on its arse.
Are they even?
Yeah, so.
Are the spouts even?
The spouts are even. I'll show you now.
Okay.
I'll say that that's probably factual.
I mean, they have them. I think it's not for sharing because...
What do you, yeah, okay.
Because if you've, I mean, like, it doesn't come out at the same time.
Well, you don't.
No. It's not. So you go.
It's
like
for ergonomics, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't have your plates that close to each other. So
I don't.
You're talking about like sushi and stuff. Here,
I think you're very close. I don't believe you.
I've got something to say about this. Do you, when you're putting it in a dish, do you tip it upside down and spin it so it's even, so it comes out evenly?
Look, I'm just. You need to just say
that is another point.
Are you saying like put the plates together and just tip it upside down so it fills two plates at once?
No, one portion.
So it's not for sharing.
It's just even distribution.
It's just even distribution. That's the explanation for the two spouts.
Oh, it's one of them. It's so specifically obscure.
What's the answer?
What, no, you've got to say. Is it, do you think I'm chatting shit?
I think you're very close, but you're twisting the truth.
I don't think it's for sharing. And
I don't think it is.
It's pretty pointless, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not for sharing.
Decent. Good going, that, though.
It is. It's actually to control the pour. So Josh was actually... I thought Josh was going to get it, but...
And like Chad said, if to give it... So it's even.
No. So you put your thumb over the second spout, pour it, and if you cover the spout...
Less comes out.
Yeah.
None comes out. It just stops completely.
So it is.
It's really clever.
It's like an airflow type.
And I honestly look at it, and if you like, when you see it happening... And when you do it yourself, you're like, I think vinegar should be like... Have you ever done that with vinegar on your chips? And
you always
it
put
and
too much
go
up.
With loads
yeah,
goes on. You go, fuck's sake.
No, I think not enough comes out.
Vinegar.
Oh,
it depends what vinegar you're going at.
It comes out in like little drops.
If you've got like one with that lid that goes blip, blip, blip.
Yeah, that's...
But you're talking about a glugging vinegar.
Do you know what I mean? When,
vinegar that's been decanted into like a pouring thing, then you're fucked.
Even this. The people at Soy have got it sorted. Do you know what I mean? Like that little pot, fucking bang on.
No, that is good.
It is good, and I saw it the other day and thought I'd use it as a... I think it's a bit of shit, but you know.
No, I thought it was good.
Thanks, friends.
You saw it the other day. It
made you think a bit.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Most toilets flush in E-flat.
There's one for you.
21 that knows scales.
Yeah, that's good, that.
E-flat is a scale.
Wow.
Wait, that's amazing.
Wait a minute. E-flat. Tom, the note, sorry.
Yeah, can you give us an E-flat?
The note. So most toilets flush in the note E-flat.
Wait, Tom's going to give us an E-flat for them people. E-flat, Josh, do you want to explain?
Or D-sharp.
It's a note in it and like an instrument can make...
Yeah, well, it's just,
piano.
Yeah.
Can we guess it before you play it?
If you're looking at a piano, it would be the black note next to the E.
No, if you can...
D-sharp, E-flat.
Give an E-flat.
Someone sing E-flat.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
I'm going to have a go as well.
Wait there, Josh.
It's that, yeah. Is that a guitar tuned?
Is it this?
I'm going to say...
There's too many going on here.
Wait there.
You need to give us the note, E-flat.
Give us a note.
Go on.
That guitar's not tuned.
It is.
Owned.
None of us are pitch perfect.
So yeah, we all got it wrong.
There you go. That was good fact, that.
Joe, you know, I knew it's the first note in there's the reason why. That's what I was trying to get.
I was doing below and then one down. Semitone.
If it had gone,
I was doing Nice to Cydonia and then one down. Okay.
Lame.
I was doing the snare in there.
Oh, someone's flushing a toilet. There you go.
Boss.
I mean,
don't sound like it.
Should we test it? I'm going to go voice memo it.
Fuck off. Are you actually going to flush the toilet? So Miles is going to flush the toilet to see if it actually is an E-flat. I mean, he's putting holes in his own factor. It did say most as well. Who the fuck's come up with this fact? Have they just gone round flushing a load of toilets to make sure and fucking
see? There'll be some scientific thing to do with like the width of the hole in the toilet and to do with the pressure that the...
Nah, it's bollocks, that.
Oh. Miles says it's bollocks.
Like anything just sounds like a toilet.
I mean, it's got to be some sort of note.
It's not going to be as
in that, clear as going ding.
In that voicing, is it?
I don't know.
Could you put it through a tuner?
Just have a pitchfork next to the toilet.
And that was that.
Excuse me. Fired. Burnt.
Just fired.
Just mouth fired.
Don't fall out.
No, it's funny that.
Whilst on the topic of toilets, apparently approximately 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Wonder what that is.
Has anyone had a toilet injury before?
I've slid off the seat before.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. And then I've hit the...
Where are you? The fucking swimming baths?
I've hit the fucking... What's it called? The porcelain rim.
Oh.
Damn.
You'll eat more than 35,000 cookies in your lifetime. Probably.
I had that last week.
35,000 cookies?
Fuck, like, this is...
Yeah.
Die cookies.
Yeah. Well, biscuits. I don't think I even eat...
This is an American fact checker.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I ate a cookie.
Yeah.
I like cookies.
Maryland, though.
They are fucking good, to be fair.
I love a double... Is it called double chocolate chip? Fucking love that. We got any yet?
Nah, what were Chips Ahoy in America?
Oh, yeah.
They're belters.
Well, that's the end of my bit. Who's next? Top 5 songs
from Manchester. So it's me, Joe, and Tom. And our special, special, special guest.
Hi there, my name's Lloyd Griffiths. Thanks for having me.
That was very formal. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Thanks very much for having me in your lovely studio, a pub.
Yep. Yeah, it's most definitely in the pub.
Lovely pub.
Yeah, nice to see you. So Lloyd played Roy the Rapid Reindeer.
In our...
short movie.
In our short Christmas film.
It was a great honour to be in that video, as a Blossoms fan myself, to be asked to be Roy the Rapid Reindeer.
Well, it was originally going to be Rudolph, wasn't it?
But I mean, you've got to pay someone for saying that.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
You can get away with it on a podcast, can't you?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
You can talk
just
about
chatting it. You're not making any money from it, unless you are, then bleep it out.
Yeah, we couldn't use the name Rudolph because, you know... It's still copyrighted.
It's
apparently.
Mad that that's copyrighted.
Weird
though,
that
is weird, yeah.
Apparently it's 70 years after the creator's
death. Well, that's when I do like classical singing and stuff on TV or radio, they're always like, can you pick something that's like, the composer's definitely dead, so we'd have to pay someone. So I end up having to do like Baroque or Renaissance music, a legend.
Can you give us a little...
Well, we're just like what the one beast I had to do the other week for I did Jonathan Ross's comedy club, and I was like, oh, I'll do this thing. It's called "It Was a Lover and His Lass," and it's like literally a medieval folk song. So it just goes, "It was a lover and his lass with a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no and a hey." It sounds mental.
Like a vocal warm up.
I used to have to do literally concerts. Me like singing those things. things. I still do, to be fair. What an absolute legend. But because I sing as a counselor, like, there's a lot of like medieval folk songs by people. Well, that one's anonymous, but people like John Blow and Henry Purcell.
John Blow,
great song.
John Blow.
What's the other? The lute song. There's a guy that did loads of lute songs called John Dowland, and then Sting.
What?
Sting's like fucking got on every fucking genre going, I think, Sting at the moment.
Sting and Shaggy.
Sting got a lute and started doing John Dowland lute songs. And to be fair, I quite enjoyed them.
Well, this brings us on, talking of songs and music, this new entry into the podcast.
It's a new feature.
It's asking people like yourself your favourite Manchester tunes.
Five favourite Manchester tunes.
The thing is,
and
though,
we've been asked. We put you on the spot here. We give you like 10 minutes.
Give me 10 minutes. Like, hey, do you mind doing this? Well, like, oh yeah, nice one. Yeah, because that's not the. I would honestly have spent about a week doing research on this. But this
in a way,
been,
it's kind of puts you under. You got to pick what first comes to mind. Yeah.
I think this could definitely be chaptered. Like, I could come back in like a month and pick five of the songs. Yeah.
We'll do that. So this is Lloyd Griffith, Mark One.
So the first one, I mean, it's five best Manchester tunes. So from any Manchester.
So they have to, the artist, don't have to be a band.
Yeah.
It could be a solo.
And we're seeing Greater Manchester, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. So you can include Stockport if you need to.
Or you can include, like, you know, Joy Division.
Yeah.
I reckon, like, by week three, like, okay, so it's your favourite Stockport bands, okay? Yeah. So first one, it's Route One. I've gone Oasis.
Course,
with Some Might Say. What's
their
the story?
First ever number one single.
Was it?
There's a fun fact.
I did not know that.
You were going to go on Mastermind and do Oasis. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
Celebrity Mastermind. Yeah. We got in touch. Yeah.
Have you been on?
It never materialised.
No, you was like, you either look mint, don't you? Or you either look a bit like a geek, like you've gone too far in.
Yeah.
Or it looks stupid.
It was going to be World Cup winners or Oasis.
But especially when you're friends with Oasis and you're there. Like, like, and it, just imagine if like Liam or Noel just switched on the TV and go, fucking hell's Tom doing there? Is he especially subject? Oasis.
He knows my favourite breakfast cereal. Sorry, talk about Some Might Say.
But can I say, I got asked to do Celebrity Mastermind. It hasn't come through as well either. But mine was English Cathedrals. So.
Really?
Yeah. Do I?
Genuinely was English Cathedrals. It was either going to be Grimsby Town Football Club or English Cathedrals.
Do you remember when you came last year, like a year ago, and I was like, oh, we'll go on a walk together, and I picked a walk with the church.
With a chapel. Not a church, come on. Oasis, some might say, What's the Story, Morning Glory was one of the first CDs that I owned, and it was one of the first albums that I remember exactly, song for song, like, you know, when the track ended, exactly what the next one
was.
What's
coming next?
But that guitar riff at the beginning of Some Might Say is just like, you know, oh.
Euphoric.
So, Some Might Say, I mean, you could pick any of them songs.
Yeah. Is there a certain reason you pick that song? Is it like relate to a sort of moment in your life where you're
just
like,
it's just that riff at the start. Do you know what I mean? It's just synonymous with the album, I think. And again,
what a nostalgia.
You could pick any of them. Do you know what I mean? Like She's Electric.
I love She's Electric.
Yeah,
but, probably.
Like Hello, but Hello with the album version where you get the
pop pop. You can hear him playing. Because if you've seen the 25 years of What's the Story, because you hear Wonderwall, but that's the take where he's on the wall.
He wanted to sit on a wall and do it, but they didn't use it for actually Wonderwall, did they? But they use it at the beginning of the start.
So I never knew that story, but that's what it was.
So I've gone for Some Might Say, just because I'm a massive Oasis fan, and I've supported the brothers independently since the split, and I fantasise about me being the reason they come back together again.
Oh, don't worry, I think every fan fantasises about that.
I dream about it. Like, no one, and it'll be like, I'm the reason, people, oh yeah, yeah, that little fat bloke, Lloyd Griffith, he used to do Soccer M. He got Oasis back together, really. No one remember Alan McGee anymore. It'll just be me.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, oh yeah, Lloyd Griffith got Oasis back together again. And then I won't have to buy a pint of Dark Fruit Strongbow.
Yeah, you'll get it
anywhere
ever again. Do you know what I mean? every bucket hat will just come off as soon as I enter a pub. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lord Lloyd Griffith of Grimsby. Do you know what I mean? He won't be from. Second song.
Yep.
Stone Roses, I Want to Be Adored.
Yeah.
again, just growing up in Grimsby, it was like a bit of a kind of a formative song. I used to go to a club called Gulliver's in Grimsby, RIP. And
it was tiny there. So sorry.
It was.
Oh, well,
that's why it was called that. Like, yeah, it was literally a tiny little like first floor club. You could only get maybe like 200 or 300 people.
Is it mint? Tiny.
It was great. It was like,
was it like an indie?
Yeah,
indie
it was
club.
Definitely like, are you gonna be my girl? Kind of like proper Leeds.
Like the 42. We had a place called 42s. Yeah. Where
it was like Leeds Festival 2000 to 2007 tunes. You know what I mean? Yeah, like Rage Against the Machine. The Strokes, stuff like that. But they used to play I Want to Be Adored, and it was just kind of went against the vibe, but it was just, you just like lose yourself in it.
Joe, that tune gives me a bit of anxiety.
Why?
He's playing Hitting Me So, I Want to Be Adored by The Stone Roses.
Right, I'll paint the picture, right? I got asked to do this for like a sponsor, Remo. Yeah. You do drumheads. He was like, if you do this, you'll move up to the top ranking of sponsorship and you get all the drumheads free and stuff. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. Literally, a few months went down the line, got the email saying, oh, this is next week, still all right. And I was like, he's like, what song are you going to do? And I was like, oh, shit. So I picked that song. I didn't really think, I don't know why, I could have just picked Charlemagne and done my own tune. But I turned up there and he's like, drummer's like JR, the guy who like drummed for most of Michael Jackson's tunes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know
shit,
he was in like, yeah, he was in like an auditorium, and like I got there and honestly I was texting, like, I've never played with this band before. We had like a 10-minute rehearsal like half an hour before, and I was like, this is horrible. And I was, Wolfie was with me, our tour manager, and I was like, I was shitting myself. Like, I ringing you, like, I don't want to do it.
You went, I think I'm just going to get off.
I was like, I really was just like, I don't want, like, these shit up drummers were all there. And like, didn't help, just before we did like a signing, I was like sat on the table with all these drummers, like, people were just missing me out and shit. Do you know what I mean? Because they didn't know who I was. It was tragic, but it was mint at the same time. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I get why, because I'm not like a drummer. Do you know what I mean? They're like proper, like, they've got books and shit and can read music and stuff. I'm not like, I just play in a band. So I did that tune. I think it's fucking Rennie's simplest drum beat ever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think that's why I picked it.
But the first 3 minutes, it's just the drums aren't even in it.
That's why I did pick it.
Just stood there.
Yeah, just.
It was in the end, I just got pissed and played it. But that's why that song gives me some anxiety. But it's a fucking mint tune. Like,
it's great. And it's a real builder as well. Like I say, like, it kind of, you know, when it comes on the radio or if it's on your Spotify and it comes on and makes you that beginning bit, you kind of like, you settle into your seat. Yeah. You're like, here we go.
They always open with that track.
Did
they play live? Yes.
You've just got all these little facts about them all. Like,
when they came back.
Do you love Manchester bands, mate?
I do. I'm in one. When they got back together in 20... Well, they announced it in 2011, but the gigs were in 2012.
Who supported them?
The day we went, it was Primal Scream, The Wailers, and Kid British, I think. But
Kid British.
I think we got there for just the Primal Scream.
How old are you then?
I was 19.
Book it out.
It was the first time I ever smoked weed.
Tom popped a white.
I popped a white.
Oh my God. Yeah. What a place to pop a white.
Oh, no.
Waiting for the bus to take us to the free shuttle.
Yeah.
And I fucking. Basically, first time I tried it, and obviously, we were like, you know, having one of the lads we were with, like, as one who had it and all that, and we were like, you know, we're doing it, you know, we're doing weed. And I wanted the effect, like,
straight
more.
Straight away.
I thought it would be more than what it was. So obviously, it's probably a bit of a slow burner when you first done it. So obviously, I was like, I can't feel anything in it. And I was drinking as well, which is a fatal mistake, innit? So I got the end of, like, the spliff. I was like, fucking toked it to fuck. And obviously, then, like, this red mist is coming up over my head. And then I was stood, like, swaying, waiting for the bus. And Joe was like, you all right, mate?
There was this glass, like, window behind him. And I was like, you all right, mate? And he just went, yeah. And just, like, dropped to the floor.
I passed out.
Smacked his head against his glass, right? Obviously, the first time I'd smoked weed as well, shitting myself. Like,
I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah, exactly. You just think,
I'm going to get arrested.
And I remember I had a quid in my pocket and I was sprinting.
For a trolley?
No, I sprinted. Just pushing around. Yeah. I sprinted to the shop, picked up this water from the shelf and lobbed it at the guy. Like, the guy behind me was like, what the fuck are you doing? And just ran out, give Tom a bottle of water. I was like, you all right, mate? And he started drinking. He was like, oh, have you got fizzy water? And then he was in the bus, and there was no room to sit in the like little shuttle, and he was sat on the stairs, you know, like going up to the second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were going under bridges. He was turning the lights off.
Oh my God! What with weed?
I know.
Shocker, mate.
He just.
But also, like, you're going to a Stone Roses reunion where you've got so many people in that crowd who have done so many hardcore drugs.
Oh, I was probably and you're nothing,
like,
yeah.
They're literally like going, you're going there with the most hardened drug takers, yeah, from Manchester of the last 40 years. And you're like, oh God.
Yeah. Well, we got, as soon as we got in there, Tom was spewed up.
Oh, this is not Wi-Fi. It's
spewed up in his hand. It was like putting a spoon underwater.
Oh, God.
And it literally spewed up his hand all over me.
Oh, my God.
All over my original Penguins jacket at the time.
Penguins?
Yeah, and I snuck like two bottles of gin in down
legend,
my pants.
Legend.
And then I had to get one of them out.
Rinse my hand with gin.
Rinse his hand with gin and rinse all my pocket down. But we had another bottle. And
was
we
one were... yours? Was one good? Was one... Ah, oh, bloody hell, that'd have been funnier if I... been funny if I didn't have a stroke halfway through that. Was one Gordon's? Now they're both for me.
Come on! But yeah, so that song
is amazing.
That's our memories of that.
I think you've done well to pick two Manchester bands. Obviously, that sounded. I think you did really well to pick two.
Yeah, I was struggling to find a Manchester band. Actually, right?
No, I think you've done. I think you've picked two good songs from.
Oh yeah, fucking hell!
Because I think it's hard to, for me and probably for you and Tom. It's hard to pick just one of.
Yeah,
from their mix. You know what I mean,
like, I mean, and to be fair, they're two pretty big. They're two big hits from them. And I've gone kind of slightly left field from my next two.
Oh, go on.
Next one is Elbow. You heard of them?
I have heard of Elbow. Yes.
Now I hadn't heard of Elbow. Well, I was aware of them, but then I think it was 2010 or 11. I can't remember where they were. They played Glastonbury, and they were on before Beyonce. And I wasn't really aware. And I'd had a big night the night before. And I don't condone drug taking. I haven't taken any drugs. But that day on the Saturday, I was one of the worst I've ever felt. And yeah. I was like, my body was falling out of my bottom. It wasn't great in more ways than one. And basically, I turned up and Elbow were on. And I was like, who is this man? And why is he making me feel happy? And why are there songs so
I
good?
Love you
and
guys.
How have I not heard of him before? My mate Steve, he was like, it's Elbow, mate. I was like, I'm sure I've heard of Elbow, but I don't recognise any of these songs. And then, like, they did like, and I got home and was just downloading anything of Elbow's that done. And usually, when you see a band, they've got a couple of albums, but Elbow had like about 48 albums at this point.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
They've been going for years. Too mainstream. They didn't get that big until that.
Well, there's a number of Manchester bands like I Am Clute, do you know what I mean? Outside of the North aren't really like massively known. But, well, I mean, that condescended to them. But, you know, but someone like Elbow, they had a bit of a renaissance and kind of like, you know, I think they won the Mercury Prize. But quite late on, do you know what I mean? But for me, the song that I picked is Loneliness of a Tower Crane Driver. And I'm being very specific here. I want the Live from the Abbey Studios version with the BBC Orchestra and the Haller Choir, I think.
I don't think I've heard that.
Oh, my
exact
God. It's a live version. It's absolutely insane. And the whole album of that, I like, go and listen to it. It's on YouTube, actually. And like things like Friend of Ours, they do Friend of Ours, which is just like absolutely gorgeous and obviously very sentimental. But yeah, Loneliness of a Tower Crane Driver is just, that version is absolutely unbelievable. So I would hasten anyone who's not listened to that live version to listen to it.
Bit of a curveball, though.
Yeah, thank you. Any facts about that track?
Do you know what? I'm not.
It's
like,
about
I'm
crane driver.
No,
I need to delve more into Elbow. You know,
I've not really gone
down the rabbit hole there. So
I've got, I did a couple of rabbit hole sessions early doors, and like now, whenever they release stuff, you're like, oh yeah, no, I've definitely listened to that. And he's like, you're such a great front man. Then I've gone Simply Red.
Nice.
I mean, how could I not? I absolutely adore. I grew up listening to Tamla Motown, Northern Soul, and Simply Red. Like, that was my mum's kind of like, that was all the music I listened to. And so I've been to see Simply Red, I think, more times than I might have been to see Blossoms. And
really?
That's saying something. Wow. Like, it's just, I'm the youngest person in there, which is great. I mean, just a load of middle aged women wearing leopard skin. It's like being in The Rover's Return. It's amazing. But, there's so many songs that you could choose for Simply Red. I've gone for Money's Too Tight to Mention, which isn't their original, obviously the Valentine Brothers cover, but I just absolutely love it. I just absolutely love that song. And there's, you know, I just, love Mick Hucknall, and I get a lot of stick from my mates for
loving.
He blocked me on Twitter.
Who?
Mick Hucknall.
Why?
And Simply Red. I think he thought I was taking the mick because I used to tweet about them quite a lot. I think he thought me, a bloke that probably wouldn't listen to Simply Red, was taking the piss, but I
took it the wrong way.
Yeah, so I had to. We had the same promoter at one point, so I had to email text the promoter, "Hey mate, I'm on my way to Wembley. I've just tried to tag Mick Hucknall on Simply Red, but I think I've been blocked. Can you ask?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, no, I'll have it." And so Stu Galbraith, who runs Killy Live, was like, "Oh yeah, he'd blocked you because he thought you were taking the mick, but it's all sorted now." I was like, "Oh nice one, thanks very much." So my thing was like, cranky for like.
Are you still blocked?
No, I got unblocked that day. I was like, Mick Hucknall,
do you weigh in?
Knows
though,
me.
Yeah, he knows.
That's
know.
Pretty. Do you know what?
He probably won't remember me, but he blocked me and unblocked me at one point, so yeah. I'll take that.
I used to tag Simon Le Bon out of Duran Duran and everything, and I got
when you were bladdered in
when
it.
I was bladdered, yeah, and I got to a point where I was like, is he? I think you put the thought in my head. You're like, he's going to think you're taking the piss.
Well, are you a massive fan?
Yeah.
Oh well, there you go. Yeah, but I mean, but is that?
Sent me a signed Rio vinyl.
Did he?
Yeah. One of our fans who like we'd met her at like a, you know, like one of the
an OG fan, ain't you?
Like when you do stuff for like in like dead small venues for like Vivo and stuff, and they invite a load of fans. So she ended up at one of them, and you know when you end up like, oh, my little sister wants to meet you, and I think her sister was like 5 at the time, and we were like, oh yeah, sort it out.
She had a little denim jacket with blossoms on the back.
So Joe like stayed in touch on Instagram and that, and then when she saw you'd put all this stuff up about Simon Le Bon, she was like, my mum works for him, so she sorted it out, and he sent you like to Joe, all the best.
Stop.
Which turned all right out. Turned well in the end.
To Joe, all the best. Stop tweeting me.
Yeah. No, I've stopped now.
To Joel. Is this your final one?
Yeah,
then?
Final one.
Final
is,
one.
Blossom Charlemagne. Thanks for having me. Cheers. See you later. On. No, but I've talked about this about you loads, but I remember driving a little Ford KA from a gig in. I was driving from Grimsby, mum's house, to a gig in. What's it called on the west coast above Blackport, Southport?
Oh yeah.
And I remember it was Saturday night. It was BBC introducing the two girls that used to do it.
Oh, Natalie and Michelle.
Yeah, and you were on it, and it was an interview, and I remember
my laugh.
No, I don't remember. I remember the songs, mate.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm a bit deeper than that, mate. I'm not that shallow. But I remember the song they played, Charlemagne, and I remember shazamming it, but shitting myself going, oh, God, I hope I don't get arrested. So I was like, and that's how I shazammed it. I was driving. And then, since then, was like a fan, and then you came on Soccer AM.
Yeah,
because
had we done Soccer AM before Lloyd was on?
You'd already been on
and
once.
It was all right, that. We didn't really speak to a lot of people.
A bit shy, wasn't we?
Yeah, a bit shy and stuff. But then I remember we were sitting in that green room, and then you came in and was like, oh, I just want to say, like, I'm a massive fan. And I think you'd just gone through a breakup, and you're like...
Well, basically, gone through a breakup in 2016, and then I used to listen to... There were two albums. There was yours and Matador by...
Gaz Coombs,
yeah. So they were the two albums that kind of like... helped me through that because I was at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, so I used to go from my house that I was sharing with I think Rob Beckett at the time, and I used to walk to the Pleasance Courtyard. I used to listen to half the album there, half the album on the way back, because it was half an hour away, and then the next day I listened to Gaz Coombs. It was like literally on repeat, so it did kind of like get me through it. And then I like acknowledged that on the show. I was like, oh lads, just wanted to let you know your album really got me through breakup. And then Jimmy and Fenner's like, what are you doing, mate? I was like, I don't care if it's too emotional, I just want to say it and let you know live on air, thanks very much. And then he's got pelters online.
I love
something
all that
so
stuff,
shoppy, mate. I was like, I don't care. I sing It Was a Lover in His Last like a woman, so come at me, mate.
It's a good tune. I can say it. I didn't write it, you know what I mean?
We're sat in your 17 bedroom mansion in Cheshire. It's more than an alright tune, mate.
But yeah. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, which one was your favourite out of all them five? Blossoms, nice one. Thanks very much, Lloyd.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what.
No, you can't. We won't speak to you again. Do you know what I mean?
Simply Red.
Wow, yeah. That's your standard. I thought you were going to go with Stone Moses.
Nah, Simply Red.
Simply Red.
Love no. Mick O'Grawl.
Mick, don't block him again.
Don't block me again.
Prick.
All the best.
Nice one. Thanks so much, lad.
Cheers, lads. Cheers, thanks.
Welcome to Fitzy's Fables with me, Grandad John.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Grandad. You all right?
Okay, yeah.
You've not been kipping, have you?
No, I'll be heck. No, I'm just sat here enjoying the sunshine coming through the windows.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You're live on the podcast.
No.
Not live, pre-recorded.
Right. Not a joke, or what would you like?
Have you got any specific anecdotes that you can remember, or stories, jokes that you've been telling recently? Clean, obviously.
I've got a nice one that'll make Joe laugh.
Oh, here we go. Go on.
Duke of Lancaster's leading all his men into battle on a big white horse at the front of the right at the front, with all the soldiers behind him on horseback, and then all the platoon of all the guns and everything. Then after that, it's all the foot soldiers at the back, and he's leading them all forward into battle. He comes to this break in the land where it's like a valley, and he shouts, "Halt!" So they all pull up and stop. And next thing, a little foot soldier, right from the back, comes running forward, and he runs up to him and he says, "Soldier, what are you doing? I told you to halt." He said, "I thought you
showered." You've been listening to a Blossoms podcast. Yeah, well, I suppose it's nice to be back together again, able to talk with each other as we have done for the past 6 to 7 years, although this time sat slightly further apart from each other, and discussing things, and you know, probably would have faded out by now, so no one particularly gives a shit. So.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.